Now, Ben Bailey.
Now, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and said, "Go away for now. When I have a more convenient time, I will call upon you." Acts chapter 24 and verse 25. Welcome to our series of lessons concerning accounts of conversion in the book of Acts. In these lessons, we have noticed great examples of conversion. Acts chapter 2, you have the conversion of the 3,000 on Pentecost. In Acts chapter 8, you've got the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch that we looked at. Acts chapter 9, the conversion of Saul. And in every one of these, they heard the Word of God. They believed in Jesus. They made the good confession. They repented of sin that was in their life, and they were baptized in water for the forgiveness of their sins. Now, here is a perfect opportunity for a man in governmental power to hear the gospel and obey it. But sadly, this is not an account of conversion. This is an account of non-conversion. Acts 24, verse 24 gets us off on the right step. He, too, heard Christ preach about, or heard Paul preach about, faith in Christ. How did he respond? Did he believe in Jesus? No. Acts 24, verse 25 tells us Paul had a sermon that hit this man square between the eyes. Righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. According to history, Felix was none of those things. He was immoral, ungodly, and prone to, as many politicians were, bribery and debauchery. Well, no doubt then he responded by saying, as the Scripture teaches, "Go away for now." He responded by saying he was afraid. "Go away for now. When I've got a more convenient time, I will call upon you." What is it that kept Felix from obeying the gospel? Felix was motivated in the wrong direction, away from God, because of fear. You see, fear is a biblical motivating factor. Because our God is to be feared, He is a consuming fire, we ought to be motivated to obey Him. Felix was motivated in the wrong direction. Why is that? Because Felix knew Christianity would infringe on his lifestyle. He wasn't a righteous man. He wasn't a man who had self-control according to history. He wasn't ready for the judgment day. And so instead of changing his life and repenting and believing in Jesus, he went the other way. He ignored the idea. We must understand that time is of the essence in obedience to the gospel. Another excuse he gave was, "Go away for now. When I've got a more convenient time, I'll call upon you. Now's not the best time. I thought we could do it today, but other affairs of state have come up that we've got to deal with." There's no time like the present. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1 and 2 says, "Now is the day of salvation. Now is all we have." James chapter 4 and verse 14. We're not promised tomorrow. And so we've got to take advantage of now. Don't be afraid to obey the gospel because Christianity might affect your lifestyle. Let Christianity affect your lifestyle for righteousness. Don't be afraid and say, "I don't have the time." All you've got is right now, and you've got to take advantage of that. Don't let greed get in the way of you obeying the gospel. What's the very next verse say? Acts chapter 24, verse 26. He thought if he kept listening to Paul, what was Paul going to do? Bribe him to let him out. You see, he wanted to keep living in luxury and pleasure and having all his lusts fulfilled. He was a very greedy man. Some people won't obey the gospel out of a love for money. How sad it was to hear Felix say, "Go away." We don't know if he had another opportunity to obey the gospel or not, but we know that he did not take advantage of the opportunity that he had then. Have you been fearful of obeying the gospel because you say to yourself, "If I do this, I can no longer hang around these people. I can no longer be involved in the practices that I'm now in. I'll have to stop doing certain things"? Friend, you've got to realize you need to stop those things anyway so that you can be a better person. Like it or not, we're all going to stand before God and give an account for the things we've done in this life. Just because Felix didn't want to deal with it doesn't mean that it wasn't going to be reality for him. And it will be a reality for you if you don't change your ways. Don't be motivated by fear. Be motivated by let fear motivate you in the wrong way. Rather, let fear encourage you to want to obey God. You need to realize that this is all you have. You must obey now what you know now. So what if you have to give up on things of this world? If you don't have as much money, if you don't have as much friends, if you have to give up on pleasures, no matter what you give up, I can guarantee you, heaven's going to be worth it all. Paul said in Romans 8, verse 18, I consider that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The things I give up now won't even begin to compare. They won't be a drop in the bucket compared to how beautiful heaven's going to be. And so unlike Felix, we ask you today to consider obeying the gospel. Hear the word of God. Believe in Jesus. Repent of those things that are not right in your life. Confess the name of Jesus before men. And won't you be baptized today for the remission of your sins so that you can get into God's kingdom? We hope that you will. We pray that you will. We're begging you, obey the gospel before it's too late.